IsraelSin.com.
Hello, I'm Eran. I want to start with a song that I will sing for you. It's the song When I Came to Bring Her Away from the Clouds. כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר קולות הקוקו והתנשמת לי הטה באוזנה ג'וליה נברו השאיר לנו קוק טלטור אני ידעתי שהיא טיפול אבל ניסיתי אני ניסיתי כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר קולות הקוקו והתנשמת לי הטה באוזנה ג'וליה נברו השאיר לנו קוק טלטור וג'וליאן הוורוד טבע מסביבי נייר צלופן וסרט אדום כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר וג'וליאן הוורוד טבע מסביבי נייר צלופן וסרט אדום כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר קולות הקוקו והתנשמת לי הטה באוזנה ג'וליה נברו השאיר לנו קוק טלטור וג'וליאן הוורוד טבע מסביבי נייר צלופן וסרט אדום כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר כשבאתי לקחת אותה מהעננים הייתה ענודה כבר Thank you. So I will begin with a little biography about myself. My name is Eran Tzur, and I'm an Israeli singer-songwriter. I am 42 years old. I was born in Kiryat Bialik, near Haifa, in the middle of the 60s. My parents were teachers, and the Hebrew word and the Hebrew literature were a value in our home. I started writing and playing about the age of 15. In the mid-80s, I moved to Tel Aviv to learn music. My first band, we made the band at the school, and we went out of the school with this band named Tattoo. We played new wave music in the Tel Aviv clubs of the late 80s. There was a strong scene here in that time. And in that group, I was playing bass guitar and wrote lyrics. And we were a few writers there, and the stage were divided between us. And after that, I felt that I have to have my own band for the songs that I write. So I made this group named Carmela Gross Wagner. Carmela Gross Wagner, they were, when I grew up in Kiryat Bialik, the neighbor from above named Carmela, and she was born in Baghdad, and she had three husbands, and I saw, first time I saw a dead man was when they took someone out of her. Yeah, so she's a kind of black widow in my song. And so she's Carmela, anyway. So it was the early 90s, and early 90s in Israel, it was after the first Intifada, and Rabin took the power, and there were a few years here after Oslo and stuff that the Israeli culture had a, how can I say, it's not a renaissance, but it's
flourished.
Yeah, there was a place to go. There was a more open and environment of the people and stuff. So my group was a part of a wave of group that changed the rock song, Hebrew song, that was until this time, that time. We know that Israel is a young country, and not a lot of people deal with the song in Hebrew, the pop song, the rock song. So this is a space, a place that you can do a lot. And if you do something, it's important. And in that time, so there was this wave of groups. After it, with the political situation, with the second Intifada, and before that, with the assassination of Rabin, and this history movement, this wave of groups a little bit went down, and the voice today, nowadays, is, how do I say, more nationalist, a little bit. Anyway, in 97, I got an invitation to make a show for a rock festival in Tel Aviv. And the mission was to do a show about Yonah Volach's poems. Now, Yonah Volach, she's the first poem that I read when I was a teenager. And she opened for me, how can I say, she opened for me the field of poetry. After reading her, I could understand that I like it, that I can deal with the abstract, and I don't. Ani lo nivhal mizeh. I don't feel scared about it. Or something I can go with it. And she was the one to open the door for me. So she was very important in my growing up culturally. I mean, and she already did an album, a music album with two Israeli musicians in 83. And it was one of the records that I was listening every day, non-stop, yeah. So when I came to do the second music album about her, I thought I have to take another angle. The record that had been made at 83 dealt with the more romantic, the more early stage of Yonah Volach. The songs, they are more abstract. There are lots of names like Julian, like Cecilia, like Sebastian. And the environment is a little bit like a legend, more abstract, and more, a little bit more sweet, I think, to my taste. But Volach, the late Volach, she had started to deal with the gender of the language in Hebrew. And I'm sure that as English speakers that came to Israel, you already recognize that when you say, Ani ohev otach, So you say it from a man to a woman. Or when you say ani ohev otcha, it's woman for a man. When I say ani ohev otcha, it's a gay language, and the other for lesbian. So she's writing in one song here, named Hebrew, about this.
About pronouns and sex, English leaves its options open. In practice, each I has all the options. She is he when it's you. I doesn't have a sex. There's no difference between she you and he you. And all things are it, not man, not woman. No need to think before relating to sex. Hebrew is a sex maniac. Hebrew discriminates for and against, forgives, gives privileges, and a big gripe from the exile. In plural, men have the right of way. It's a thin line, it's a big secret. In the singular, chances are equal. Who says it's a lost cause? Hebrew is a sex maniac. Wants to know who's talking, almost a mirror, almost a picture, forbidden by the Torah. At least looking at sex, Hebrew peeks through the keyhole, as I did at you and your mother. When you washed in the shed, your mother had a big ass. But I never stopped thinking. The days passed like showers. You remained a thin girl, soaping herself. Afterwards, you women plugged all the holes, plugged all the gaps. Hebrew peeks at you through the keyhole. The language sees you naked. My father didn't let me see. He turned his back when he peeked.
I want to credit the translator. She's a friend of mine named Amalia Ziv. This is what Yonah Volach was the first one to emphasize and to say. This is something, look at it. Try to understand the language and the culture. What does the language do to the culture? What does the language do to us as a person, male or female? Why? And, so I felt that this is the angle that I want to choose about for doing the second work on her poems. And I choose the title, Atah Havera Sheli. Atah Havera Sheli. There is no way to translate it to English. You are my girlfriend. It's unisex. You don't know. Atah Havera Sheli, there's no, it's an impossible expression in Hebrew. Atah is for male. Havera is a female of mine. So the first moment we know there's something with the identity, the gender identity here, there's a big question about it. And in the poem, she gets to the places of the soul, the male part, the female part, and we speak about the character of the song is a male, but with a pussy, and she speaks to him with balls, and so. There's a real big mix about it. And each time a journalist or the record company personnel tried to write this name, they always had the errors about At HaHavera Sheli or At HaHavera Sheli. They couldn't deal with it. So I had to correct them. Yeah. Okay, so let me sing another song for you. I will go for Strawberries. I want you to read it before. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Please.
Strawberries. When you come lie with me, you shall wear a black dress, patterned with strawberries, and a black bonnet, decorated with strawberries, and hold a little basket of strawberries, and sell me strawberries. You'll say in a sweet little voice, strawberries, strawberries, who wants strawberries? Don't wear anything under the dress. Then, strings will pull you up, invisible or visible, and bring you down straight on my cock.
She sing la shora meu yeret betuti migbaat shora me kushetet betuti ve hachaziki sal sila tuti ve tinkeri li tuti ראיתי בכל דקום התוק תותים, תותים. מי רוצה תותים? תותים. מי רוצה תותים? אל תלבשי כלום מתחת לשמלה, אחר כך חוטים יעלו אותך למעלה, בלתי נראים או נראים, ויורידו אותך ישר על הזין שלי. תותים. מי רוצה תותים? תותים. מי רוצה תותים? לא 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 לא. תותים, תותים. מי רוצה תותים? תותים. Rotze tutti, tutti, mi rotze tutti, tutti, mi rotze tutti.
You don't know Hebrew, and or maybe you know, I don't know, but this poem emphasized the fact that Yonah Volach, in a certain time of her life, she wanted the world to take her as a male poet, right? In this, like meshorer, not meshoreret, el meshorer. And this poem emphasized this because she say, for a woman, when you will come to lie with me and stuff, you will sit on my cock. So, she is a woman that write this, and when I did the project, so I'm a male that take poem of a woman that write like a male. So, I want to go back a little bit to Volach's biography. So, Yonah Volach, she was born at 1940 at Kiryat Ono. You know where is Kiryat Ono? It's a place not far from Tel Aviv, at the area of Yahud, Savion. Her father died in the Milchemet HaShichrur, defending this particular place, Kiryat Ono. She was at the age of four when this happened. And after they called her street Volach Street, because of this story with the father. She began to write songs and published them in the late 50s. And in the 60s, she was very important with her with Meir Wieseltier and Yair Horowitz, two of the other poet writers, Meir Wieseltier, Yair Horowitz. There were three of them pushing the poetry to another direction, Mordim, a rebel against the older generation. And she was very important in this trio. In this particular time in Israel, I say 50s, 60s, early 70s, if you were an intellectual or a person that reads, or talks about culture, you couldn't be one without reading the voice of the important poet writers of that time. I speak about Alterman, I speak about Shlonsky, I speak about Uri Zvi Greenberg, Bialik, of course. The talk on Friday evening was the last song, the last poem of Alterman. It was very, very strong. Also in the political life, in the life of the nation. And they say today that Yonah Volach is the last one in this You couldn't be an intellectual in the early 80s also without knowing what Yonah Volach is doing now. And she was the last one. After her, not a lot of people read poetry here. And the poet writers writes in a very abstract way, in a way that you have to be a very, you have to know a lot to really understand. You have to know a lot also to understand Volach and Alterman, but from 80s till today, there's a lot less energy for people to deal with it. We said that the 60s with Horowitz and Wieseltier, the 70s, she published most of her works in the 70s. And she died in 85. She never had children. And all of her life she lived in Kiryat Ono, the same place that she was born. So I made this project on her songs, and I wasn't alone there. There were a few other artists with me. One of them was Dana International. You heard about her?
Yeah.
And we called her to this project because of the subject and the lyrics of the song.
Pre-somnolent of the polka dad. There's talk about a different kind of sex. Good to have someone in the know. If there is different sex, bring it high there and let us know it. Let's peek plainly, yes or no. Because we are all so tired of our virgin friends and wives, and they keep showing us in pictures that there's really something else, and we feel too it must be true. And if there is different sex in a different world, women knew and knowing why, not bring over a few to instruct our weary wives, and maybe even stretch the bounds when we're so spent and suffocating.
Okay, I will say the words before in Hebrew. רומזים לנו שיש סקס אחר. טוב שמישהו יודע על זה. אם יש סקס אחר, הביאו לכאן ונדאהו. נדבר גלויות. יש או אין? שכבר אנחנו עייפים מאוד מנשינו הבתולות. וכל הזמן מראים לנו בתמונות שיש משהו אחר. אנחנו מרגישים שזה לא סתם. ואם יש סקס אחר בעולם אחר, נשים חדשות ויודעות, למה לא יביאו לכאן כמה, ללמד את נשינו ההיגאות, ואולי יפתחו גם את הגבולות, כי גם אנחנו עייפים ונחנקים מאוד. I read it because this title, Sex Acher, Sex Acher in Hebrew, it's a strong title, it's a different sex, but not exactly. And from this point, this title, you can read it in newspapers, you can read it in publicity. They keep using it for maybe 30 years since it had been written. It's a very strong title, and this is the why we called Dana International to this project, because she's a sex acher. Mm-hmm. She's kind of the third sex. She's a transgender, and she's a singer, and she can perform in a way that I cannot let myself perform. She can take the microphone and use it like a vibrato or something, you know, an object, a sexual object. If I will do this, so it will be strange. And if a woman will do this, also it will be strange. But she can do it without no limits, no shame, no nothing. It's natural, it's standard, so it was a very good choice to call her to come. And after it, this song, it became a great hit in gay clubs and stuff, and then they keep using it for this and for that, and for TV shows about sex and stuff. But I will sing you. It's also a good song, a good composition, I say. It's not mine. It's a cover. רומזים לנו שיש sex acher tov shemishehu yodea al ze im yesh sex acher havi u lechan venedaehu nedaber gluyot yesh oen shekvar anachnu ayefim me'od נשינו הבתולות וכל הזמן מראים לנו בתמונות יש משהו אחר אנחנו מרגישים שזה לא סתם 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 ואם יש סקס אחר בעולם אחר חדשות ויודעות למה לא למה לא יביאו כמה ללמד את נשינו הגאות שכבר אנחנו עייפים מאוד מנשינו הבתולות וכל הזמן מראים לנו בתמונות יש משהו אחר אנחנו מרגישים שזה לא סתם 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 רומזים לנו שיש סקס אחר, סקס אחר טוב שמישהו יודע על זה שכבר אנחנו עייפים מאוד מנשינו הבתולות וכל הזמן מראים לנו בתמונות יש משהו אחר אנחנו מרגישים שזה לא סתם, סתם, סתם סתם, סתם, סתם סתם, סתם, סתם סתם, 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 סתם יש סקס אחר יש סקס אחר יש סקס אחר יש סקס אחר
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
She broke it. I'm doing I'm writing songs, compose them and make CDs. My last one is one year old. I made 7 of them until today. I have a family, 2 children, so I have a lot of work in home also. And I'm teaching writing and composing in the school that I went to as a student 20 years ago. And so I'm a teacher also. I perform, of course, a lot. And I'm also cooperating with a Jerusalem a religious musician, which name David Menachem. We connect together the subject of piyut. You know what is piyut? Piyut is the songs that usually they sing after Yom Shishi, Arucha Shel Yom Shishi, after Friday night dinner, and sometimes after praying. And those are texts by Ibn Virol or by Israel Najjar, the great poet writers of the long 1,000 years from now, 500 years from now. And he sings it like it was written yesterday. It's in his blood. and we are cooperating, and he sings some of my stuff, and I sing some of him, of his stuff. For me, religious, it's not an easy subject, but the Hebrew word is a very important subject for me, and this is the way I connect to this, to those poems and songs. Yeah. It's interesting because most of them were written in North Africa, Morocco, Algeria, some of them Babel, it's Iraq of today, some of them Syria. And the influence and the connection between the Arab culture and the Hebrew culture, the Jewish culture, is open, very open. Because the compose, those poems, we sing them in an Arab compositions, it had been written with the, they took, the heat of the time, and they made a new words on it. Mm-hmm. So you have the composer of Arab music. And also the system of, how we say, Ketzev Mishkal, Mishal Shira, rhythm and if you know Ibn Viola, you know Yehuda Levi in Hebrew, so you see there is a structure very, very severe structure. And they took it from the Arab language, from the Arab poetry. Mm-hmm. So this is a hope for us, the Israelis and Jewish people, that the culture are very, those two cultures are very close. Yeah, a good friend of mine composed that poem, Yuval Messner. Shlach li sheket tov mugan, shlach li sheket me'ana, shlach li sheket me'mukan, lishmoa sheket lo mikan, shlach li sheket bekufsa. מארץ רחוקה שלח לי שקט מאורגן שלח לי שקט מעט כאן שלח לי שקט מפואר תשלח לי שקט מהכפר שלח לי שקט בקופסה מארץ רחוקה שלח לי שקט בקופסה מארץ רחוקה שקט 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 מופתי מיום הולדתי שקט עד יום מותי שקט עד יום מותי שלח לי שקט מהודה תשלח לי שקט מאולתה שלח לי שקט ירחי תשלח לי שקט בין כוכבי תשלח לי שקט בקופסה מארץ רחוקה תשלח לי שקט בקופסה מארץ רחוקה Adyomoti, you know what is it? It's until the day that I will die. Adyomoti. Moti. Mavet moti. Miyom ledeti adyomoti. She writes that, I think it's in the 70s, mid-70s or something. When I teach writing in Hebrew, I take this song as a good example of using a system and work with the structure, like Shlach li sheket kaze, shlach li sheket like this, shlach li sheket like that, shlach li sheket like that, and shlach li sheket like that. You use the same structure and you change only one. You know, in the tefillah, for example, if you take the Kaddish, so there are lots of pealins, vowels. There are lots of vowels, different vowels, but in the same direction, like it gadal v'it kadash, it ale v'it hadar v'it halel. It's the same direction, but other vowels. You find this a lot in the praying. Yes. We feel as an Hebrew writers and Hebrew speakers that the crystal way of the language is, you know, lots back in us. The Bible, for example, or the Sfarad poems, mm-hmm. the Middle Age Sfarad poems, they came with the Hebrew to like places the best way to put it. And because of the Galut, because, you know, the people left and stopped writing, not writing, but stopped using this language. You know, we collect you know, the broken pieces and try to, you know, to make something out of them. But Hebrew language were in the best form in the past. I feel like that, you know. You cannot stand against Ibn Virol. You cannot do it. You know. But you can remember him and try to mix him in today language or today culture. In Hebrew language also, you can see, you know, if you turn a little bit the vowels, so you can see, as we saw today, toward sex or toward this or toward that. There's no way, it's not a reach. You don't have a lot of ways to say, you know, emotional things or romantic things, but, you know, there are secrets, and if you know how to look at them, so suddenly reveal something. Ata Chavera Sheli, the title, and it's the most important for me, because what we were speaking about today, you know, because also it's meeting between Yonah, the poet writer, and a male, and you know, where they change, she feels like a male and he feels like a female, and there's a lot of, you know, movement in this field between them, and it's a very long poem, and I really took it inside because I like to remember the words when I perform. I cannot read from a paper, so, and there are lots of words in there. It's three pages, so. So I really made the Shderot Rothschild from the end to the beginning.
Memorizing.
So I took it very deeply. So if you wake me in the middle of the night, there's no chance I can forget it. Yeah. It was at the age of 15, and it also was a little bit of a rebel. My childhood at the Kiryat Bialik was also the way to make myself a different kind of world of my own. And, at home we had a good library with Agnon, with Bashevi Singer, with Ibn Virol. So this is my base. And my father had died at that time that I started to write. But he gave me the value of the Hebrew world. Because my father, he was at the Holocaust. He was the only one left from his family. And it's also when you grow up in Israel with a father like this, so you have a mission. You have a mission to stay here and to speak the language and to do things with this. He went from the Yiddish to Hebrew. And he was an idealist about Hebrew, and I already grew up on that language. And for me to be a writer, a songwriter or something in this language is it's easier compared to him, and it's also a kind of a mission. He didn't say to me anything like this, but I feel it, that also I'm a voice for him, for his family.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
יש או אין שכבר אנחנו